in Parshas Vezchanan, we read the first portion of Shema. The Pasuk says, V'hafta eis Hashem elekecha b'chal lebavcha. You shall love Hashem with all your heart. What does it mean with all your heart? So Rashi explains, Lehei libcha chalok alamakan, which means, you should not have a heavy heart towards Hashem. Don't harbor bitterness. Don't harbor resentment towards Hashem. Even when things are difficult, don't be upset. Don't be angry, no matter what you're going through. For example, an older single can ask, doesn't Hashem want me to get married and raise a family? Doesn't He want me to serve Him in the most optimum way possible? A man can think, if I wasn't having problems in my business now, I could be learning more Torah. I would be able to give more tzedakah. I could host more guests. A person can ask, if I'd be strong and healthy and fully functional, I can serve Hashem much better. So why do I find myself in this difficult position? We look at our situation and ask, why would Hashem hold me back from doing what seems to be His will? And the answer is, every person has their own unique mission that only they can accomplish. We should never say those two dreaded words, if only I had more money, if only I would be born into that family, if only I had that teacher, or that Rebbe, that spouse. Because Hashem is the one establishing our circumstances. He is the one that tailored our challenges. And if this is the life that He put us in, it means that this is the best way we can grow spiritually and accomplish our unique mission in this world. It's our struggles that enables us to achieve what we are meant to achieve. Therefore, we can never compare our situation and our journey to somebody else's journey. Ultimately, we will be judged in how well we fulfilled our unique tachlis in life. And every person's path is completely different. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin that during the 6 days of creation, Hashem made the sun and the moon, the two great luminaries, equal in size. But the moon complained, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Efshe L'Shnei Malachim She'ishtamshu B'Keser Echad? Can two kings wear the same crown? One of us must be subservient to the other. Amalah, Hashem responded to the moon, L'chi Ma'ati Zatzmach. If that's the case, go and diminish yourself. And perhaps, when the moon said that two kings can't wear one crown, what it really meant to ask, if the sun's mission is to be the great luminary, then what is my mission? We can't possibly both have the same tafkid in life. So Hashem told the moon, your mission is totally different than the sun's. L'chi ma'ati, make yourself smaller. Your mission is to hide your light. Your task is to be a hidden tzaddik. This is how I want you to serve me. And even if you conceal your immense light from the world, since that is your mission, in my eyes, you are still the great luminary. Hashem needs all different types of soldiers in His army. A well-balanced military has a strong army and a strong navy, air force, marines, coast guard, likewise in Hashem's army. Just like He has Sephardi and Ashkenazi, Hasidim, Litvaks, He needs tzaddikim that are extremely famous, those who shine like the sun, and He also needs hidden tzaddikim who quietly sustain the world with their davening and Mesiras Nefesh. Hashem needs people that are extremely gifted and talented and have lots of wisdom, and He also needs people that have a limited amount of skills. That is how He assembled His army. Each one is fulfilling a vital role. And what is expected and will be demanded from each person is commensurate to the skills that they were given. This is why we can never compare our unique mission to anybody else's. I saw a beautiful idea from Shlomo Kalniner. Rashi says, Lehei libcha chalok al hamakom. Metaphorically, the word makom is one of the names of Hashem, because Hashem is meloich al ha'aretz kavoda. But literally, makom means place. Says the Kalniner, Lehei libcha chalok al hamakom. Never say the makom, the place that I am in right now, is not a good place for me to serve Hashem. People say, I'm not in a good place now. I'll wait until I get married, or until I move to a different neighborhood, or when I'll have more money. When I'll be in a better place, that's when I'll serve Hashem. But if Hashem put you here, then this is the most ideal place for your growth. Right here and right now. A story is told about a man that was battling a devastating illness for 3 years. And after many rounds of treatment, he was Baruch Hashem given a clean bill of health. A few months later, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael to visit his Rebbe. And he lamented, Rebbe, during my illness, I felt so close. I felt so attached to Hashem. But now that I'm in remission, I feel distant again. I lost that deep connection. His Rebbe told him, until now Hashem wanted you to serve Him through illness, from that place. But now Hashem wants you to serve Him from a different makom, from a place of health. You passed the test of illness. Now he wants to see how you will serve him in the next chapter. You must always remember, we are always in the right place at the right time because Hashem put us there. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.